Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. This is part number 4 in our 5-part series on negotiating.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about negotiating, and in negotiations, there's a dance through the process, and all the time you're looking at the other options you have because you're going to go towards this one, respecting the intent to close. But if it doesn't close, you want to know the alternatives are available.
That's exactly the situation. What's the quality of the offer that I have received, either as a seller on a property or as maybe a landlord? What's the quality of that offer? If it's quality, if the person is financially backed with a capacity to perform as written, I'm going to be very serious about that. If they aren't, I'm going to be very serious about, hey, you can talk to me and you can play the game, but I'm going to watch for other people to kick you to the curb.
So as a seller's agent, what I'm looking for is offers come toward the seller as an opportunity. In their defense and understanding the opportunity fully, I want to have a verification of funds. I want to make sure that the cash involved or discussed or offered is liquid. There's not a 401k, another closing of another piece of property, anything else standing between that buyer and their cash. I also want to know that the credit report's been run, the verification of funds, as I stated before, are done, and the employment has been verified as well. That the stream of success is very likely, and we're waiting almost solely on the appraisal.
And also, from an income property standpoint, I know what the appraiser is probably going to come up with for a net operating income. That's the gross income received minus the expenses of running the property. I know what that number is going to be very, very closely. And if I've represented something other than that number, the appraiser is probably going to come in with a different number than what I had, which will influence how the lender would be willing to make a loan on that property. So I may be walking on eggs based on my own representation.
That's true. And appraisers have their hands full right now. In an appreciating market, it's tough, especially residential, where it's very subjective. How much value do you put on a view versus one that has a lesser view? Things like that.
Exactly. And that's a tough situation. But those are things beyond our control. During the negotiation process, if you're representing the buyer and I'm representing the seller, the buyer and the seller are not going to come together and speak directly to one another, most likely, until about time of closing. So it's going to be you and me and how well we do our job as to whether we get the job done.
So hire your realtor carefully. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.